Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about words are spiritual containers.
Yes, sir.
The spoken word. Words filled with faith. Words filled with fear. Words filled with, well, the first words that we have any record, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, so the first record of words ever spoken were filled with creative power. And the fossil record does not lie. It is there to be dealt with. And I won't take time to go into all of that, but the earth was flooded twice. Mm-hmm. And it's all in the book, all in the words there, but I want to point this out. Words were not primarily for communication. The first record of words was a release of power. Then we go to the book of Hebrews and we find out he did it by faith. So F-A-I-T-H is the name of the creative power of Almighty God. El Shaddai, the God that's more than enough, the everlasting God, and His covenants. Covenants are words backed. There was a charlatan preacher one time. He got caught at it, and he tried to be an actor, and he wasn't any good at either one of them. But he said, I'll tell you, they are a bloody bunch. Well, these are blood covenants. Blood-backed agreements. And most Christians don't understand that.
That's why their faith doesn't work, because that's tied to their whole identity.
Yes.
Because God spoke that. That became Adam's identity.
Yes.
The blessing became his identity.
That's right.
And it was with Noah, it was with Abraham, it was with all of us. Now, there are contradictions to those things they had to overcome in their mind and in their faith. They had to change their words or their name to overcome the contradiction to whatever it was God promised them. And that's what they did.
So when you go to the book of James, let's turn over there. Now, this little book doesn't have but five chapters in it. Mm-hmm. And it's an easy read.
But they're powerful.
It's a letter. And it starts off with faith. Mm-hmm. And ends in faith. But I want you to notice what he said in the third chapter, verse 14. If we have bitter envying and strife in our hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Now look, class, look at this. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So strife-filled words open the door for the devil to just have a heyday in someone's life. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Now, before we get any further with that, in Luke 11:49, Jesus called the written word the wisdom of God. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about this book. Mm-hmm. This is God's wisdom. It's His truth. There's life in these words. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. How is this word without hypocrisy? Because of the teaching of faith-filled words, it's without hypocrisy. I say I'm healed when I'm not. But I say it because the book says it.
Right. Thy word is truth.
Yes. And 1 Peter 2:24. Now, there's 23 verses ahead of that. So you need to read the whole second chapter. It is very important. You can just jump to 24th verse and not receive your healing, can't figure out why. Well, it's probably in the other verses in there when it says, honor the king, and you don't like who's king today. Well, you better. You don't have to like his politics, and I don't, but I honor the man. I do not know him. I don't know anyone that knows him. Now, I met George Bush Sr., sat right next to him and visited with him. And George Bush II, I know him very well.
George W.
I met Donald Trump. But now, of course, Senior President Bush is gone. But I know good and well, because I have laid hands on him, looked him right in the eye. And when he won the governor of the state of Texas the second time, I was there at the governor's mansion. Of course, everybody's talking to him about running for president. And he walked in the door and he said, how can I ever get in glory as good? Now, there were some books that were coming into the Texas book school book thing, and Gloria and this other woman got on his case, wrote him letters, and I mean, they put the pressure on him until he got after it and saw that those books didn't get in there. So I said, well, just give her a personal tour through the governor's mansion. He said, you tell her that's a done deal. Well, then he became president, and I was out of town when he opened the Bush Library. But Gloria was there with Kelly and Steve. So I have a picture now with the former president, George Bush, with his arm around Gloria. He finally got in her good stead. Well, I know him.
Yeah.
I've never met Joe Biden, but he is in that Oval Office.
Yes.
At the moment, he's the only president I have. And I am bound by the Scripture and what the Spirit of God said through the Apostle Paul to, first of all, prayers of intercessions and thanksgiving for all men, all that are in authority, all that are in authority, that they may come to the knowledge of the truth, that there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus,
that's right,
who gave himself as a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And it does not need to be a strife-filled word about it.
That's right. What you're talking about right here, what James knew that most Christians don't know, what Paul knew, what Peter knew, what Jesus knew, there's a secret teaching they had growing up as little boys in Judaism that we didn't get.
No,
we didn't get it in Bible college. We didn't get it. We get it here. You get it at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. I teach it. They're about to get it right now. There's a teaching that they got all their life, and it's called the evil tongue. Lashon Hara is what it's called in Hebrew. The evil tongue.
And David said it, put a watch over my
mouth.
That I sin not against you.
Thank you. they've been taught it their entire life. We don't teach it. We've not taught our kids this stuff. The evil tongue is this. It's saying things that are true, saying things that are true about a person that causes them harm, or harms their reputation. Not saying untrue things, saying true things. What is it, Philippians 4?
Philippians 4.
Absolutely. So that teaching is all the way through there. Or it goes further. It's not just saying things about person. It's misrepresenting the name. I'm not allowed to miss... There's a few Bible college graduates in here. I'm not allowed to misrepresent his name or swear by his name in a way that implicates him. Like, I swear to God if they do... You can't say that. They said, no, you can't say that. Or implying. I just imply. Well, David Weider said, David Weider, I don't care what you say about David Weider, I like David Weider. Now, what'd I do? I didn't say anything bad about David Weider, but I implied I know something you don't, and I'm besmirching his name. Now, we've got too many people doing that,
yes,
and they're doing strife-filled words, but they don't realize what they're doing.
And judging.
And that's creating all of this mess.
Well, here it is. The Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, wrote in the fourth chapter, in the fourth verse, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful or be anxious, worry for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things.
Well, he covered it all. Mm-hmm. Then you were saying that. You could say something that's true about someone, but it's not lovely, you better keep your mouth shut.
That's right.
If it's not good report, don't say it. If there be any praise.
And then what do you say? Think on these things. Because what I think on is what I'm going to end up saying.
Say.
Let me show you Ephesians chapter 4.
Yes, I know where you're going.
Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. And 26, 27, neither give place to the devil. Verse 28 of Ephesians chapter 4 says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good. So you give to him that needeth. Now, verse 29. Yep. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Now, that's not a suggestion. That's pretty much a command right there.
But the rather the giving of thanks.
Uh-huh. That it may minister grace unto the hearers. Look at verse 30. We talked about lying and to the Son and grieving the Holy Spirit, lying to the Holy Spirit. Verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Praise God.
Verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be kind to one another. You want to see a revival in America? Let the body of Christ start doing this concerning our leaders, concerning... we pray for those in authority over us. That's also, you didn't tell me to say this, but I'm going to say it. That's also the fivefold ministry gifts over us. The pastor, the teacher, the prophet. Don't talk bad about the prophet or his airplanes. You didn't tell me to say that, but you need to hear that. Amen. Don't entertain it. Don't listen to it. Quit talking about your pastor, and you wonder why your kids won't go to church with you anymore because you've sat and talked about your pastor all the time at the dinner table. They've heard it. We've got to straighten this up.
When you don't know, don't talk.
That's it. Even a fool is wise when he keeps his mouth shut. Scripture said, listen, I am the one on the...
A fool judges a thing before he's heard it.
That's exactly right. I'm the one that says Abba's desire and will in the earth in any situation. And the perfect example of that is the storm on the Sea of Galilee. Mm, yeah. And he's, why didn't you say anything? He kind of was upset at him. They could have said something and it would have stopped. Because our voice is the one now in the earth. Mm-hmm. He's got to use us to say things.
Now, talk about those airplanes. Since I had the experience of being part of the flight crew, why did Oral Roberts have an airplane? He got all kinds of flack for having it. Why did he have it? Because he would try, he tried to travel on the airline, and people wanted him to lay hands on him. And the first thing that Bob DeWeese, he was my captain, he said, now, Kenneth, this is the Reverend's sanctuary, where he can protect the anointing and not be out in public. And you know who's flying it.
Yeah. Right.
And you know who's in the airplane with him. So I learned how to use an airplane in the ministry. When I questioned, they said Oral Roberts will have to stop doing over 35% of what he's doing if he has to go back on the airlines. It'd be worse than that today. So in this ministry, now, we never ever borrowed money. We never ever raised money as just publicly goes going on. And we always thoroughly and completely explain to our partners why this airplane is necessary. And it took more than one to do the mission. The first one we had was a little four-place Cessna Skylane. It was too little when we bought it. But coming up through the years as the ministry grew and became a worldwide ministry, and then it, and all of that, all of those different things, they came about a little at a time. Someone asked me, just got right up in my face, why do you want an airplane? I said, to go fast.
Amen. Well, with all the cancellations of airlines now, you can't hardly fly anywhere and it's not canceled or delayed.
And
what
I
the Lord said, go here and minister to these people. You can't get there.
You know what he said to me? Jerry Savelle was preaching in the Citation 10, which at the time was the fastest civilian airplane. Other airplanes have caught up with that speed. But 92% of the speed of sound, 0.92 Mach. And I heard the Lord say it. It wasn't, I've only heard his audible voice once, but this time he said it so strong. He said, I want you to believe me for a Citation 10 right now, today, because if I tell you to go to Tokyo in the morning, I don't want you to have to ask somebody if you can go. I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden, Gloria popped through the curtain. She said, the Lord just spoke to me. I said, he just spoke to me. I said, what did he say? She said, you first. I told her, she said, Kenneth, that's exactly the same thing I heard the Lord say to me. We better sow a seed.
Where'd you learn that? From Oral Roberts?
Oral Roberts. Amen. Flying for him.
That's it. That's exactly right. And that now has translated over, and then how many others around the world, Jerry Savelle's got a plane, Jesse Duplantis, and all of this other, because you were obedient to what he had told you to do.
And then people said, that big old airplane that Donald Trump has makes me sick.
Only because it's not theirs.
Well,
Donald Trump, personal airplane, mm-hmm. was an airliner. Mm-hmm. But he had purpose in that airliner. Anyway, it didn't make the employees at Boeing sick. And you don't have any right to judge him because he can spend his money on anything he wants to spend it on, and it's not any of my business.
He took his entire team, management yes. team, a development team, with him. They would meet in the plane and then do the deal, meet on the way back after the deal. And so it was a way, it was a mobile office.
That's what it was.
It gave him the opportunity.
And he had, I mean, this man at times would have the movers and shakers of the world inside that airplane. And just get in that thing and head out somewhere and fly till they got their deal made. Mm-hmm. Nobody gonna call them on the phone. Now there's phones in there.
Right.
But no interruptions. His dad told him, when you go on a job, don't go to the foreman. Go to the bricklayer. He said, those are the people that make the business.
Right.
You go to the bricklayer. You go to the guy in the lumber yard. You go visit with them, and you learn them, and you talk to them. And that's the reason he was always so strong for working people.
Yeah.
And people didn't know him. But you have to cast a bad shadow on him and take advantage of the wealth.
They did that with Jesus. They tried to cast a bad mm-hmm. shadow on him. They didn't like the multitudes.
All the time.
They didn't like the multitudes. They didn't like the garment he wore.
They didn't like it because he had money.
They didn't like it at all. They hated it. As a matter of fact, one day, and I won't take the time because we're real short on time, Mark 9, he comes out and he sees the crowd and he sees the scribes and the Pharisees question his disciples, and he goes and rebukes them. Why are you questioning them? He only said what his father told him to say. Yes. He's only wanting you to say what he says, that's his word.
He said, I only say what I hear my father say. Read 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 chapters of John. It's all in that last Passover meal. He said, the words that I speak unto you are not mine. It's the Father that dwells within me. He does the works.
I've not spoken of myself, only my Father.
Yeah, only his Father.
And that's what we're supposed to do.
And we're out of time. Oh, my. But we'll be back here in just a moment. Praise the Lord.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. March 23 through 25, come to the Sacramento Victory Campaign in North Highlands, California. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. June 22 through 24, make plans to be at the Chattanooga Victory Campaign in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Go to kcm.org/events for more information. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
As a born-again child of God, you have a covenant that is guaranteed by the blood of Jesus. That means every promise God made in His Word is rightfully yours. Jesus said in John 16:23, "Whatever you ask the Father in My name, He will give you." It's through Him. It's through His name. It's through His blood that we have legal access to the blessing of the Lord. Well, today is Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and we'd like to present you with an opportunity to respond to the word that you've heard. One of the guaranteed promises of God is found in Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. It says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap." When you sow into the word, you received. You then qualify to reap a harvest. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland appreciate our partners and our friends for all of your faithfulness to Kenneth Copeland Ministries and to God. Your financial seeds and your prayers have helped us send this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. Every download, every book, every magazine, every social media post, every Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast and meeting is bringing more souls into the kingdom. And it's helping believers grow and strengthen in their faith. Father, I thank you for all of those who have given today, and thank you that you are multiplying that seed and they are reaping a mighty harvest. In Jesus' name.
I'll leave you today with this word in Mark 4:17. They have no root in themselves, so endure before a time. When affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake. Persecution doesn't arise to teach you something. It arises for the word's sake. The devil's trying to take the word out of you. Don't let him have it. Hey, just don't let him say, "No, you're not going to do, nope, you're not putting that on me, devil." No, you might as well leave now, because I got your number, buddy, right there. It's 417. Glory to God. And go to church this weekend. If you're anywhere close, come to EMIC. Glory to God. But go to a church that preaches the word of faith and just get so excited about Jesus, you can hardly stand it. Why? Because God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Forevermore.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.